Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to hour number three, our third and final live right here on this Tuesday morning on the early line on Sports Grid. He is Donnie Wrightside. I am Ben Stevens. One more hour to go live right here on TEL. We'll look around Major League Baseball first on the daily basis with our very own Craig Mish. Then we'll dive through the MLB handicap on this Tuesday. And then finally, we get you set for the opening night of the NBA postseason, the two Western Conference play-in matchups that we have on the docket in New Orleans. First, it's the 7-8 matchup. The 7 seed, the New Orleans Pelicans, hosting the 8 seed, the Los Angeles Lakers. And then Donnie Wrightside will be fast asleep by the time we get to a 10 p.m. Yep. Eastern time tip out in Sacramento, local time, 7 p.m. Pacific, between the Kings, the 9 seed, against the Golden State Warriors, the 10 seed, in the Western Conference. But we'll get you set for those games regardless. DRS, I wish these leagues, these commissioners, these league offices would listen to what you have today about the TV scheduling of these important games now in the postseason.
Like, why aren't we just having an entire playoff week here? You could extend the NBA playoffs 1 week. You'd have a game a night in the play-in rounds that tip off at 7 o'clock. Yeah. And I guarantee, we're all about money in the NBA, aren't we? I will make you NBA players more money if you just listen to me. Your contracts will be higher in 5 years because the ratings will be through the roof, people. Listen to me. Play games at 7 o'clock. Get more ratings. Make more money. It's simple, but somehow they're imbeciles that make this playoff schedule. I can't figure it out.
Let's welcome in that Sports Grid Radio audience so they're not left out there by any means. Yep. Sirius XM, Channel 159, all of our radio terrestrial affiliates now in the fold as well. He is Donnie Wrightside. I am Ben Stevens. But I do kind of hear your point about the playoff scheduling. Two games in the Western Conference play-in tournament tonight. Two in the Eastern Conference play-in tournament tomorrow. A day off for everybody on Thursday. Those final play-in tournament games to determine the 8 seeds on Friday night. Quadruple header of playoff action as the playoffs actually begin on Saturday. Four more on Sunday, where the two teams that win tonight in the 7-8 games in the next 2 days will play on Saturday. So they don't have the extended rest of the teams that have finished their regular season on Sunday. It is a little bit interesting, I do agree, but you have to give at least a travel day for teams changing venue in play-in tournaments, I would assume, on Friday. Now let's focus on the actual games to be played and some line movement early on this Tuesday morning. The Pelicans, as of yesterday, despite being at home, were a very slight underdog. Point in favor of the Lakers on the spread, -112 money line. It flipped that favored side as of this Tuesday. Point in favor of the Pels. Now make it 1.5 in favor of New Orleans and -120 on the money line. Despite what we are about to show you in the Fade the Public poll, more than 42% of the public saying the Lakers virtually to win outright is the best bet of this Tuesday night in play-in tournament action. 82% of the money on LA. 81% of the betting handle on Los Angeles. And yet, we have seen the line move. That smells a little bit fishy to me.
It does. And the Pelicans, to me, again, a more talented team, but just don't have the pedigree of making deep runs in the playoffs. So I do believe the Los Angeles Lakers probably the better team. But I've even said this to open the show. I want the Lakers to lose. I want the Lakers to be in a play-in winner-go-home game, which would take place if they lost to the Pelicans. And I think the Pelicans are an exciting team. I would like to see them rightfully into the playoffs. But obviously you can't have both of them. Or maybe you can, because, again, if the Pelicans can win tonight, the Lakers lose, then win against either the Warriors or Kings. That would make some sense. But getting back to the vote itself, where we had 42% of the people out there voting on the Los Angeles Lakers, which I can't argue with them. It's a pretty sound point. I actually voted for the Warriors at -3, so part of the team, the 28%, which is technically in second place. I just think the pedigree of the Warriors is better than the Sacramento Kings overall. Wouldn't mind to see the Kings advance, but the NBA, again, if we're looking at ratings, they really want the Warriors to advance. Not saying any shenanigans get pulled in that game. Not saying the beam can't be lit in Sacramento tonight if they win. I just think the Warriors are a better overall team than the Kings, and they'll show up and show out tonight.
2.5-point spread now in favor of Golden State. Again, keep those odds movements in mind. Total has plummeted to 23 now, the over-under between the Kings and the Warriors. But it makes sense. Sacramento has gone under in 12 of its final 15 games of this NBA regular season. And how does it look tonight? Playoff structure, postseason flow, a lot different than regular season action in the NBA. Defense becomes paramount once again. There is going to be high-scoring games, certainly in the opening rounds of the NBA playoffs. But what does the flow of the game look like? For the Lakers, for instance, they have gone over in 10 of 14. It's the recent rematch from Sunday's regular season finale. Total closed pregame at 231. The Lakers win 124-108 outright as a three-point underdog, going over by just a point, 232, in terms of that combined offensive output. DRS, when you see the public there in picking both games, both for the Lakers and Golden State, and LA has the most percentage of this vote in the Fade the Public poll, do you think it's because of the brand name in the postseason pedigree that now in these postseason win and in type games, the Lakers and Golden State get the credit from the public?
Yes, and it's just back to that original premise of two very good teams with the Kings and the Pelicans, and both of those teams are at home in a one-game playoff, essentially. You're supposed to lean towards the home teams, but I just look at it saying the Lakers aren't fazed by going and playing New Orleans. Like, wow, that atmosphere was crazy. We didn't expect that. Or the Golden State Warriors. It'll be electric in Sacramento tonight. They're not going to go and they're like, wow, I never heard a stadium this loud in my entire life. I don't think I'm going to be able to shoot a three-point shot if I'm Steph. I just look at those teams are built for these moments, and they'll be flatline out there, right? Not having that heartbeat go crazy because, wow, I'm out of breath after the first, you know, right after the jump ball to start the game. Not the case here. These teams are built for that. That's why I'm leaning on that experience. Now, granted, as I say that, probably the Lakers and or the Warriors, maybe both will lose, but at least one probably is going to lose tonight by being a road team in a spread that's 1.5 and 2.5, depending on where you're shopping at in either one of those games. So we're not going to get like, wow, I can't believe the Lakers lost as 10-point favorites on the road here. That's not happening here. Right. Interesting teams in the Pelicans. I want the Pelicans to win tonight because I think they're a pretty appealing team if they can get to the playoffs with their star power, but also the Warriors, just that pedigree, man. I just trust them the most on the card tonight of any one of the four teams.
And the Lakers are now a road underdog. It is the expected outcome, even if the spread is a point and a half and there's 22 cents of difference on the money line, -120 now for New Orleans, +102 on the other side for L.A. There is also a world if the Lakers lose, and as the odds expect Golden State to win a tight one tonight in Sacramento, that we get that play-in tournament game for the eighth and final seed in the Western Conference on Friday between the Lakers and the Warriors. Now that would be one the NBA would love. And I also do want to say, the winner of tonight's game between the Pelicans and the Lakers becomes the seventh seed, having to face the Nuggets. The eighth seed gets Oklahoma City. Interesting positioning there. Major League Baseball next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, we're live right here on the early line on a Tuesday. It's the daily basis around Major League Baseball as Craig Mish joins us here on TEL, our MLB insider and, of course, the host of Newswire starting at 11 a.m. Eastern time. Craig, you ever have Rick Horro on the show on Newswire to get any of his insight as the sports professor?
Indeed. Last week, Rick was on from Augusta National as we were preparing for the Masters last week. So, yes, Rick was indeed on. And I've known Rick, by the way, for a very long time. I think we're going back about 15, 20 years. Big baseball fan, by the way, as it would have it, living in Jupiter. Yeah, a little known fact.
He is. I didn't know that. Also, giving him credit for being on live from Augusta National
was
not necessarily
there?
The case. He was across the street in a hotel lobby in Augusta, Georgia. We had him on the same day on the early line as well, Craig.
I wasn't aware of that. He was wearing green, so I just figured he was there.
In front of the greatest embassy suites you'll ever see in your life. All right, now to the daily basis here around Major League Baseball. Craig, a big series this week in Houston, at least between two brand names in the sport. We always expect to be in the hunt for a pennant in both the American and National Leagues and contending for a World Series championship. The Braves win yesterday in Houston 6-1 over the Astros. The Astros have now fallen to 6-12 to start off this season. Game number two of the set tonight in Houston, where Atlanta is a slight road favorite once again. -112 against the Astros, over under 9.5. How do you preview the game today between the Astros and the Braves?
Yeah, look, a couple of elements to yesterday's game. First of all, you rarely see what happened to Josh Hader happen yesterday, where he can't get anybody out and he gives up several runs. Let's just call it what it is. The Astros are playing their worst baseball in April in a long time. They've had some massive injuries to their pitching staff. Their bullpen has not been very good. And then, all things considered, they're still only 6 games under .500. Everything that has gone wrong for them. On the flip side, the Braves are playing great. You know, their bats just don't stop from start to finish. It just doesn't seem to matter at this point who they plug in that lineup. They're a very healthy team outside of Spencer Strider being hurt, and I know that's a big player that is hurt, but I have all the confidence in the world that the Braves will continue. Now, that being said, for today's game, I mean, Hunter Brown had the worst start of anybody in Major League Baseball the last time out, and I'm a buy-low guy, so I'm going to back the Astros tonight because, you know, simply put, I mean, this guy's big league career is being questioned, and I would imagine that he will show up tonight and fire and do a really good job. Ben, when somebody gets crushed the last time out, I love to go with that guy the next time, especially with the pedigree of Hunter Brown. He's a good pitcher, and I just think that that was one bad start. So I would back Houston tonight.
We were taking a look earlier in the show, Craig, about the Houston Astros and that start, which is really an anomaly for them. You expected them right out of the gate to be not red hot, but at least 500 or better, because they were the favorites to win the American pennant at the FanDuel Sportsbook. But we take a look now at their 6-12 overall. And the interesting part about this is not the offense. It's the runs given up, 99, one of the worst in baseball from typically when we see one of the better bullpens and better starting staffs in Major League Baseball. Is the time to buy in now on the Astros for you, Craig? Or is it something you need to see over the next couple weeks? Because for my money, I still think the Astros are going to be there when it's all said and done in the playoffs. And you're getting some pretty good price points right now.
I think it's a fair assessment, Donnie. I mean, you look at their two best pitchers this season. They're going to be Framber Valdez as long as he's healthy. Right now, he's not. And probably Justin Verlander, who has not been healthy and is expected to return this weekend. If they can fortify that at some point this summer, they'll be fine. It almost seems as though as we get ready for these play-in games in the NBA with the Heat and the Sixers and the Los Angeles Lakers, aren't Houston kind of that team in Major League Baseball where as long as they're in it at the end of the year and they're firing on all cylinders, you could expect them to make a big run as long as they win their 86, 87 games and just sneak their way into the playoffs. Long season to go. Very few concerns about the Astros, except for Valdez is a critical part of what that team does every 5 days. He is 200 innings. You remove that, Donnie, from the equation, there's no replacing that in baseball. Very few pitchers go 200, like Miami's Alcantara or Valdez. They're just basically, you have to piece together three or four guys to do it. I don't care what team you are. It's almost impossible to do.
Craig, what is that saying from Don Mattingly about evaluating teams and putting too much stock into April?
Yeah, Donnie said that you'd be a fool to do it.
Yeah, he told me that. Yeah, he told everybody that. I guess it was like one media day. He said that you could get caught looking like a fool if you pay attention to anything that happens in April or September. Now, September a little bit different depending on the team, but generally speaking, in Major League Baseball, now that they've added some wild cards, maybe the equation has changed a little bit. But there's no doubt, Ben, that you have 8 to 10 teams at the very least at the end of the baseball season who are not playing for this year, who are playing young kids, don't know if they're prospects or not, don't know if the farm system is good or not. And so you have one team playing another that doesn't really care. Now, again, more competitive teams now has changed the game a little bit. But generally speaking, anybody that you talk to in the game, say the statistics and the record in April and September will make you look really foolish if you believe it.
All right, so as we keep it going around Major League Baseball, we love a little pregnant pause right there. Craig, if you like to buy the dip, may I offer you tonight in Los Angeles. The Nationals win yesterday on the road in the Ravine over the Dodgers 6-4. And although as of this moment, at least according to the FanDuel Sportsbook, the Dodgers have not named a starting pitcher for tonight's late night game in Los Angeles, they're still a -270 favorite. Can you buy the dip? Even when a starter has not been named and a team is nearly a $3 favorite on the money line?
Yeah, I mean, is this Bitcoin, Ben? I mean, is that what we're looking at tonight here? What's the price on Bitcoin? Yeah, so with the Dodgers tonight, this is pretty foolish to make a wager on either side not knowing who the starting pitcher is going to be. I know they thought it would be Bobby Miller. He went on the injured list. Sheehan is also injured for them. The Dodgers starting pitching has not been great. They seem to be winning in spite of that because of all of their offense. On the flip side, you have Patrick Corbin, who's had a really tough time over the last couple of years. But I would look at maybe the first five innings and a run total on the over here, because simply put, I think LA is going to have to go with an opener, and Corbin's really struggled to get batters out. As the game normalizes later on, you could see it potentially maybe even going under the total and maybe a middle there. But I would expect some runs to be scored tonight. Dodgers are probably going to have to throw at least two pitchers before the first five innings are up.
Not a lot of runs scored last night by the New York Yankees. Today, it's going to be Rodon versus Kikuchi on the mound, the battle of the lefties. A slight favorite at the FanDuel Sportsbook, -120 price here for the New York Yankees. Kikuchi has been really good to start the season this year for Toronto. Could it be two in a row for Toronto over the Yanks tonight, Craig?
Yeah, this is one of those games, Ben. You look at it, and Rodon has pitched well as well. So it's kind of like, you know, maybe this is one you stay away from, you because both pitchers are pitching well. Immediately, you would lean to an under. But there really is no value in that. You have two teams that any time can hit a three-run home run. Probably a game for me just to watch tonight between these two teams, because I do love the way that the starting pitching is going on both sides. But again, you sometimes expect the unexpected in April. So I'd pass on that one.
The Royals on a heater, Craig. They are off to an 11-win start. KC, a big road favorite today on the south side of Chicago against the White Sox. -180 in favor of the Royals. Chicago has the worst record in all of MLB, just 2-14 to begin this year. We expected it to be bad for the White Sox this season, Craig, but how bad can bad get for Chicago?
6 shutouts already. I mean, we haven't even got out of April yet. I saw Ozzie Guillen on their postgame show going off about the team. I don't know if he's looking for a gig, but that ain't happening. 2-14 on the season. They've scored the least runs, least home runs, worst OPS, etc. Look, they're in a rebuild, so why does this surprise anybody? But a -175 on the money line is foolish in April. So what you do is you find them, you find another team potentially as a dog to parlay or something tonight. But I'm not going to lay 175 with the Kansas City Royals, Ben. I don't care how well they're playing. They'll probably win.
The two teams at the top of the American League Central, the Guardians 11-5, the Royals 11-6. Craig, I thank you every time we talk KC for the over 73.5. A long way to go, but a promising start. We'll see you on Newswire in just about 40 minutes at 11 a.m. Eastern time. We'll go through the bigs just in a moment.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live right here on this Tuesday on the early line around the Daily Diamond Dash, we go in Major League Baseball, a game that we have looked at a few times in Houston today. It is game number two of the midweek set between the Atlanta Braves and the Houston Astros. Yesterday, the Braves victorious 6-1 over Houston, a slight road favorite, minus 116 on the money line. A pretty similar story. Minus 112 in favor of Atlanta, but a very short number against Hunter Brown and the Astros on the other side. Minus 104 now for Houston. Total at 9.5. Yesterday stayed under. Might we see more offense in H-Town today?
Could be. Let's take a look at Ronaldo Lopez here, starting pitcher of record we anticipate tonight for the Atlanta Braves. One of those guys I used to really like to fade when he's with the White Sox. Gave up a lot of deep balls because he's really a fly ball pitcher. And as you can see coming into this season, or should I say this season alone, 41% of the batters that he's faced do have fly balls. It's not a good percentage. Why don't you like fly balls? Because the ball's in the air. It's a chance to leave the ball yard. Pretty simple, right? But he's been pretty good this year as a right-handed pitcher, Ben. 45 batters he's faced, an 0.25 ISO power number, and a weighted on base percentage of 224. Let's see if we can get a quality start out of him, because quite frankly, on the opposite side, once again, we're expecting runs from the Atlanta Braves. Take a look at Hunter Brown. We just talked to Craig Mitch, who said he's going to back Hunter Brown because it can't really be as bad as what he's showing this year. He's a better pitcher, but some of those numbers are just devastatingly bad. 53 batters he's faced on the season, an ISO of 239, a weighted on base percentage of 558. And then you take a look at that Braves order, 1-6 to start. Weighted on base percentages here, Ben, going up against right-handed pitching, 436, 350, 366, 449, 395, and 362. I don't know how you can back Houston tonight. So if I'm just looking from a team total perspective, it probably would be the Braves for me, and pick any one of those top six guys to really pound Hunter Brown tonight here and look out for some RBI shots.
Listen, Hunter Brown's last two starts have been abysmal. 3 2/3 inning in two starts against the Rangers and the Royals. He has allowed 14 earned runs in those recent two starts, including last week in Kansas City, 2/3 of an inning pitched, 11 hits, 9 earned runs against the Kansas City Royals. He is 0-2 this year with a 16.43 ERA. He was one of the promising young starters as a part of this Houston rotation. I do kind of agree with Craig Mish, though. I don't think he's going to be garbage all year long. I think there's a buyback for the Astros. Houston is 6-12 to begin this season. Again, they remain behind both the Athletics, the Mariners, and we could even add in the Angels at the bottom of the American League West. I will say, if you want to get in on Houston, I would do it here very soon. Now we go up to Toronto. The Blue Jays win the opener of the set against the Yankees yesterday, 3-1. Good pitching matchup today, as we discussed with Craig Mish, Carlos Rodon for New York, Yusei Kikuchi for Toronto. The Pinstripes, a slight road money line favorite at minus 120. Total at 8.5. What gives today in Toronto?
Yeah, let's see if we get some runs. Didn't have those yesterday, Ben. But last year, Carlos Rodon coming over for the Yankees as a free agent was an absolute disaster. This season, it hasn't been quite as bad, but still not great. He's a left-handed pitcher. He's dominant against left-handed batters, which is a good thing. But primarily, when you have a left-handed pitcher, the other lineup, which would be the Blue Jays tonight, going to like the stack, right-handed batters together. And if you take a look at Carlos Rodon against right-handed batters this season, Ben, 196 ISO, which is elevated, 353 weighted on base percentage, which is elevated also. In the middle of that lineup, if we take out Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who doesn't have very good ISO power numbers against left-handed pitching, take a look at the next four guys in that lineup, all right-handed batters. Bo Bichette, a 187 ISO power number. Justin Turner, 273. Davis Schneider, a 500 ISO power number. And Danny Jansen, a 308 ISO power number. So if you're looking for RBI shots and the damage to come from that Toronto lineup, it's going to be between those four players. Now, if we flip it over to the New York Yankees in this lineup, they've actually done very well this year, Ben, against left-handed pitching.
Yeah.
First six guys in the lineup weighted on base percentages, all elevated and in the green. But if we take a look at Yusei Kikuchi, as I talked about with Craig, 65 batters he's faced this season. His combined ISO power number, an 0.52. Weighted on base percentage, 2.71. He's been unbelievably good here. So maybe we are looking at more towards an under in a smaller ballpark today. But if I'm looking for RBI shots, not going to come from a Yankees perspective. It's coming from Toronto, the middle of that order, Ben.
I think it's a really great breakdown, DRS, in this American League East divisional showdown today up in the six. Yesterday on Patriots Day, it was not the day for the Red Sox. It was scoreless until the seventh. Cleveland scored six runs from that point out to win 6-0 over Boston. The two face off again today in Fenway with the Red Sox, a very slight favorite, but we're talking 4 cents of difference on the money line. -110 for Boston, -106 on the other side for Cleveland. The Guardians have the best record in the American League Central, an 11-5 start for Cleveland, a virtual pick'em today. Who wins in Boston?
Yeah, take a look at this. Like, a team total probably is what I'd be looking at for the Boston Red Sox. You say, why would you do that? Three hits yesterday, no runs here. How can you go with it? Well, it's granted, you're only good as the momentum for your team here at bat and or on the mound as the next day's pitcher or lineup that you're going to face. We're taking a look at Boston today. Not great weather conditions, 58 degrees, not freezing cold. Wind blowing from left foul pole to right foul pole. So not a lot of help you're going to get either way. But take a look at this. Tanner Bibee last year, Ben, going up against left-handed batters. He faced 270 of those. An 070 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of 247. That's tremendous for a right-handed pitcher. However, this year, the tables have really turned. He's faced 66 total batters, but of those 66, Ben, 40 of those batters from the left-hand side. Catch this, a 303 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of 464. So you immediately want to say to yourself, okay, how many left-handed batters can we get into the lineup for the Boston Red Sox today? Take a look at this. Anticipated, looks like Rafaela as the center fielder, the only right-handed batter due in the lineup today, which means, Ben, we're getting 8 left-handed batters right off the gate, which is where Bibee has struggled this year. So maybe a Boston Red Sox bounce back in this game from the plate. They should be able to get a few runs. The matchup dictates lefties good versus Bibee, and they got a ton of them in the lineup tonight.
Boston started 7-3, a promising start that was a little bit surprising in Beantown. Since that point, they have dropped 5 of their previous 7, hoping to correct course tonight. Another surprising start, because expectations were very low for the Angels out of Los Angeles, but the Halos are now 8-8 this year and even .500. Road underdog today in Tampa at the Trop. The Rays and Aaron Civale, a -162 home money line favorite, total at 8.5. Can the Angels keep up this early season momentum?
I don't know if they can, but yesterday, Ward and Trout both left the yard yesterday, had RBI props on both. The only thing I was upset about is they didn't have home run props or 2 or more RBIs, because they really would have cashed in some nice prices. But the focus of this battle today, Ben, is going to be on the Los Angeles Angels pitcher. That's Jose Soriano going up against that Tampa Bay Rays lineup. If we take a look at last year, not a lot of backtracking here. 185 total batters he faced. 106 of those 185 were from the right side. He struggled a little bit with them. 198 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of 376. Now this year, only 42 batters he's faced from left-handed perspective, he's absolutely dominated. But to the righty perspective, it hasn't been very good at all. ISO power number 389, basically double the average. Take a look at the weighted on base percentage, 455. So for myself, I would be looking at right-handed batters in the lineup today for the Tampa Bay Rays to try to take down some RBI props. Andy Diaz probably in that leadoff spot. He's got a 379 weighted on base percentage against right-handed pitching. You take a look at Paredes there, due to bat in the fourth hole tonight, a 276 ISO and a 375 weighted on base percentage. A lot of right-handed batters will be in that lineup tonight, which is exactly what Jose Soriano has struggled with over the past 1.5 years.
A little bit of a power surge for Mike Trout and the Halos. The two guys that DRS mentioned went yard yesterday in Tampa. Mike Trout, his 7th home run of the year, tied for the most around Major League Baseball alongside Marcell Ozuna for Atlanta and Tyler O'Neill for the Red Sox. Taylor Ward has 6. That's tied now for the 4th most around the Bigs. It's been a good start, at least offensively, for L.A. Also one of those intriguing scoring games yesterday where the Rays had a 1-0 lead entering the 8th. And in a game that featured 10 total runs, 9 of those 10 came in the final 2 innings between the two teams. Chicago won yesterday in extras out in the desert against the Diamondbacks. It was Nico Hoerner, the game-winning RBI in extra innings. Today, though, Arizona, slight home money line favorite, -126. Total at 10, off or 10.5, excuse me. Offense expected and on the rise. Will we see it today out in the desert?
Yeah, we're getting in the desert today, and here's the reason why. Kyle Hendricks, usually one of those veteran guys you like to try to work around, he's been brutal this year, Ben. 66 total batters he's faced, an ISO power number combining lefty and righty batters at a 355. Weighted on base percentage at a 524. That is a disaster. First five guys in that lineup today for the Diamondbacks should be able to tee off. That's Carroll, Marte, Gurriel, Walker, and Peterson. All should be legitimate options on your card tonight if you're searching out RBI props. Flip it over to the other side. Tommy Henry, the lefty, is going to go for the Arizona Diamondbacks. 68 batters he's faced on the season, Ben, combined a 200 ISO power number, which is elevated. A weighted on base percentage of 361, which is elevated. You look at the first four batters in that lineup today for the Cubs. That's Horner, Swanson, Bellinger, and Morrill. 335, 358, 416, and 377, respectively, for weighted on base percentages. Two pitchers that I believe will struggle tonight, so I'm looking for a lot of runs and a lot of RBI opportunities out in the desert tonight.
The Dodgers got upset yesterday by the Washington Nationals, the Nats winning in Los Angeles 6-4. The Dodgers have not named a starting pitcher as of this moment, late night in LA after 10 p.m. Eastern time, and the Dodgers are still nearly a $3 favorite, minus 270 on the money line against Patrick Corbin and Washington. Corbin has not been good this year, 0-2 with an 8.44 ERA. He has started three games. He has given up at least four earned. Maybe an LA team total, 5.5 is the number. That's how bad things are for Patrick Corbin. He's not even facing anybody yet, and he's nearly a $3 underdog. Play-in tournament action and some playoff news up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The NBA postseason begins tonight. It's play-in tournament time. In the Western Conference, we start in New Orleans between the Pelicans and the Lakers. The nightcap out in California's capital between the two Northern California teams. Sacramento hosts Golden State. But before we get to the play-in tournament games and how we break it all down, some big news that affects the actual NBA playoffs as of just about 10, 15 minutes ago. Giannis Antetokounmpo, his status for the start of the playoffs for Milwaukee was already up in the air. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reporting that the Bucks are preparing to begin their opening round playoff series against the Indiana Pacers without Giannis. They hope he can return at a later date, still in the opening round. But DRS, it has very much shifted the odds for this opening round playoff series. Milwaukee was greater than a $2 favorite to win the series outright at minus 220. Updated odds, now just a minus 130 price for the Bucks to win this opening round set of seven games to advance to the second round of the postseason.
Yeah, it's tough scene here. And also, you get a little bit of a break here because Giannis goes down with that injury. You basically didn't have him for a couple games to end the season. Then you get an entire week off before your playoffs even start. And that led to believe that he's not going to be ready for the start of this playoff round. And you are also catching a break if you are Milwaukee because of the length of the first round series where they want to get every single game in their own television window. So you get an extra couple days break between games here. We'll see if that factors in. But also, maybe you caught a break here that you weren't the number two overall seed, because this would have looked even worse if it was the Miami Heat and or the Philadelphia 76ers trying to tee up Milwaukee without Giannis Antetokounmpo in the lineup. It's not a death sentence here for Milwaukee, to be honest, but quite frankly, they weren't playing good with Giannis in the lineup, Ben, as opposed to even being more of a disaster with him out anyway. So tough look for Milwaukee, and this is one of those injuries that it just doesn't continue to get better. This could be aggravated at any moment. If it does, he's probably going to miss the entirety of the playoffs if that happens, Ben.
It's a calf injury. Those things just take time. It's not strap on a little bit of some wrap and then get out there and perform at the same level, the man known as the Greek Freak. And as it pertains to the opening game of this series on Sunday afternoon, the Pacers are now a slight road favorite inside the Pfizer Forum. A point in the spread, minus 116 on the money line. Total at 233. That is dropped by 4 points. And the Pacers have had Milwaukee's number throughout this season. four or five games, including in the in-season tournament semifinal in early December out in Las Vegas. A huge update from Woj to start off the postseason in the association. Now we go to play-in tournament action tonight in the Western Conference. The 7-8 matchup in New Orleans. The Pelicans host the L.A. Lakers. And we have seen movement here as well. The Lakers yesterday, when this line opened up, following the regular season finale between these two clubs on Sunday, were a slight favorite. No longer. New Orleans, a favorite now, and the line continues to work the way of the Pels. -1.5 in terms of the spread, -120 on the money line. Over-under stands at 224.5. Even with the market moving to New Orleans, Donnie, it's still incredibly close. It's nearing a pick'em or virtually around that territory. So who wins tonight in the Big Easy?
Yeah, the betting bat signals for me are telling you you better be wary of the Los Angeles Lakers, because even though they were the favorite here, right from the opening bell, Ben, they had over 70 to 80% of the tickets coming in on their side. That's still the case right now at the FanDuel Sportsbook, 80% equal, 80% right on the dot here of spread bets here on the Lakers, with that line going from a favorite to the Lakers, now back to the Pelicans here. So that's always one of those numbers that says, ooh, that's kind of interesting. With that amount of tickets here, you figured the Lakers would not only open up as the dog, continue to be the favorite, and maybe climbing up to -2 or -2.5 with those amount of tickets, but it's not moving at all. So that's certainly a sign. But for me, if I'm looking at the game without the tickets actually coming in, it's just the trust level in the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, I did hear you bring up this point, and rightfully so, and some people have made this point earlier. Is it beneficial for the Lakers, which I think is ludicrous, to lose this basketball game to avoid playing the Denver Nuggets in round number one, let's just say, and moving back and getting a chance at OKC, which then leaves it up in the air for one game, and you're not even at, you're out of the playoffs altogether without even being into the top eight when it's all said and done. I don't subscribe to that theory. LeBron James and Anthony Davis aren't headed in to take on New Orleans going like, oh man, no way we can beat Denver. We better lose this game. That's not happening tonight. So I'll rest on, I do think the Lakers and their pedigree is better than the New Orleans Pelicans, even though I think the Pelicans are a more talented team. But if my spidey sense is tingling right now, it looks like that's a Pelicans line based on the betting, you know, waves that are coming in here on the Los Angeles Lakers, that line not going in their direction anymore.
It is the betting market versus the betting public. As Donnie said, over 80% of the bets on LA from the spread component now as a slight underdog. We did the fade the public poll earlier. The most selected option for what was the best bet of play-in tournament action tonight in the Western Conference was the LA Lakers, and yet the market is working the other way. I'm going to trust the market just based on handicapping the lines. Now, the Lakers did win on Sunday in the regular season finale in a huge game for both teams. The Lakers were trying to get into this play-in tournament game, not be in the 9-10 matchup, needing to win two games in play-in tournament action. And had New Orleans won, controlling their own destiny, they would have been the sixth seed. They did not. So everybody was at full strength. And the Lakers did win outright 124-108 as a 3-point underdog. Here the Lakers are again, 18-18 against the spread as a dog this year. 15 of those 18 covers, an outright victory. The Lakers won 11 of their final 14 games down the home stretch of the regular season, over in 10 of their final 14, including their final four games of the regular season. And despite LeBron James having 28 points, 17 assists, and 11 rebounds, and Anthony Davis adding in a triple-double as well, 30-11 for AD. He did exit early in the fourth quarter with an apparent injury. He has said, let's not even start the conversation. I'm playing from the jump in the play-in tournament, and he does have a points prop listed at 24.5. But LeBron James, wearing the number 6, is really the guy you got to know tonight. 26.5 for LeBron James, 9.5 dimes, 8.5 boards, expected to flirt with a second consecutive triple-double against New Orleans.
Yeah, no, and rightfully so. If you're going to win these basketball games, you are going to lean on your superstars. It would be pretty shocking tonight if both Anthony Davis and LeBron James went under their points prop and the Lakers were able to win, which means like a D'Angelo Russell or an Austin Reeves was shooting the lights out from three-point range and they were the focal point of the offense. I don't think that's the case. If I'm looking from a spectacle of, again, it's not a win or go home, but it is a massive game. You want to win this, don't worry about it. Get your rest up for round number one, regardless of who you play. It's probably almost like a points, rebound, and assist number for LeBron James. You figure he's going to play the maximum amount of minutes, which means 35 plus at least if it's a close game. He should be the focal point of that offense and the do-it-all, which includes assist and also rebounds, Ben.
Yeah, absolutely so. I would look at the assist category at 9.5, expected to facilitate everything tonight. AD's points prop 24.5, by the way. All five starters for the Lakers on Sunday in that regular season finale did score in double digits. Now, not the same story for the Pelicans. Everybody was really out there. Zion played 34 minutes. CJ McCollum played 34 minutes. Nobody was really efficient offensively. Zion Williamson, the highest points prop tonight. Donnie, you have said on paper, the Pelicans might have a better starting five than just Anthony Davis and LeBron James. What do you expect out of them in this play-in tournament position tonight?
I expect a lot of good things out of them, and we won't be surprised if the Pelicans win. I mean, heck, they're on their home court for a reason. They technically had a better year than the Lakers, and also they are healthy at the right time in that starting lineup today. I don't know if it's like, hey, just take Zion in this big moment. He's going to dominate 26, 27, 28 points. I probably would look more from a guard perspective, because the one thing that we do know is Anthony Davis is an incredible defensive player. So if you're looking at scoring on him down low or getting to the rack, maybe that doesn't make sense. Maybe three-point shots or scoring from the perimeter is the looks I would go for the Pelicans tonight in that play.
And Trey Murphy has been a great three-point shooter for the Pels all year long. Now we go out to the nightcap in the Western Conference play-in tournament. The winner tonight in New Orleans, by the way, between the Pelicans and the Lakers, will claim the 7th seed in the Western Conference. The loser has another play-in game on the horizon, but back at home on Friday night, where they await the winner of the nightcap in California's capital, out in Sacramento. It's the Kings and the Warriors, the Northern California rivals, who faced off in the opening round of the playoffs a year ago. It went to 7, and Golden State had the edge. Golden State, a 2.5-point road favorite tonight in Sactown against the Kings. Total at 223. Donnie Wrightside, your theme for the play-in tournament is trusting postseason pedigree, and the Warriors have that. Why do you believe the Dubs get it done tonight in Sactown?
I just think they do. Like Steve Kerr, multiple-time championship head coach, that roster is used to this year. And you're also taking a look at a team like Sacramento, where I do think the pressure is actually on them, even though if the Warriors lose, they're going to be out. They're at home. They're expected to win this basketball game, but not from my perspective, because I actually think the Golden State Warriors are a better team, and they're favored to win this game. Now, if you're trying to break it down on offense for Golden State, what do you think is going to work? Well, Steph Curry's not going to be ashamed to shoot the three-point shot, even if he opens up 0-for-4 in the first quarter. But sometimes when you look at these games on the road, you got to rely on guys that are secondary options. And in the past, this guy's probably going to the Hall of Fame. It's Klay Thompson. For me, that's my focal point. Do I think Steph Curry's going to have a big game tonight? Yes. Do I think Draymond Green's going to play very good defense? Yes, absolutely, I do. De'Aaron Fox steps up to it. Yes, I can see that all happening. Domantas Sabonis, you get the point here. But Klay Thompson's three-point prop here at the FanDuel Sportsbook tonight, Ben, is 3.5 at a minus 132 price. If Klay Thompson comes out as one of those secondary options and goes 1 of 8 from three-point range, guess what? I don't think the Warriors are going to win this game. Klay Thompson is a pivotal piece tonight. If he plays above average, which means 6 or 7 three-point shots, which he can do, they'll win going away. But if he just plays average, which means I'm going to get probably 10 three-point shots out of Klay Thompson, I think he can make 40% of those three-point shots. I'll go over 3.5 three-point shots made by Klay Thompson. Been in this scenario before. The focus is going to be on Steph Curry. You need the second splash brother to step up, and I think he does tonight.
Steph, 29.5. 5.5 is the three-point prop for the Chef. He is tied for the highest points prop of tonight's play-in tournament game in Sacramento alongside De'Aaron Fox, also at 29.5 points. Now, Golden State enters having won 10 of its final 12 games. Sacramento, the other edge of that equation. They have dropped 7 of their last 11, and yet we are seeing some line movement as we speak, breaking down this game that will start in just about 11 hours out in Sacramento. Now just a 2-point spread in favor of the Warriors, who have been great on the road this year. 25-16 straight up, 27-14 against the spread. That's tied for the best cover percentage on the road out of any team in the association this season. But hoping to light the beam tonight, De'Aaron Fox, again, 29.5 points, and we can expect a double-double from Domantas Sabonis, 18.5 points, 13.5 rebounds. To cash a double-double tonight is minus 1050.
And by the way, you saw those two guys side by side here. They're both going to have fantastic nights for the Kings to sort of step up. But in that same aspect, I look at it for the key pivotal point here. If you're looking at the Aaron Fox and that points prop's 29.5, if he doesn't get that, I don't think the Kings can win. So from my, he can score 35 points and they still lose. So if I'm looking at it like a barometer that says, well, I don't know if I trust the Kings to win, but you think the Aaron Fox can have a good night, you better take him over the 29.5. Because if he winds up with 22 points, they got smoked tonight, just being honest.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good point as well, DRS. How do you paint the path to victory for Sacramento to have another shot at the playoffs on Friday? De'Aaron Fox needs to be huge for Sacramento. Mm-hmm. I expect him to be. 2 3-point props at a lesser perspective. Keegan Murray over 3.5 for Sacramento. Big plus money, plus 146. Brandon Podjepsy, just to make one. We'll talk about it with a best bet up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
A best bet before we go to close out these 3 hours live right here on the early line. I am Ben Stevens. He is Donnie Wrightside. And that face on the right side of your screen is one you are very familiar with. I want to say thank you in advance to DRS, to Davis Matic, to Gervinary, and our producers in the back as well, because I will be away taking a vacation across the pond over to London for the next few days. I will see you on Thursday next week for the 2024 NFL Draft. So, Donnie, thank you in advance for holding down the ship.
Who says I'm going to be here, Ben? So you're taking a leap of faith at this point, man. Ben, maybe I've got a vacation plan. Maybe I'll see you there under Big Ben in London. How about that?
I mean, what a surprise that would be to see Donnie Wrightside just stroll up out Westminster Abbey in London. Yep. I would welcome it. Yep. Be a great time. We could have a pint together or some fish and chips. But before we go, a best bet. Play-in tournament action starts tonight. That means the NBA postseason is underway. Big slate around Major League Baseball. So before we say farewell and before we say goodbye, it is time now for Bye Bye Bye. Donnie Wrightside, what tickles your fancy for a best bet on this Tuesday?
We're going to go out and take a look here at the Arizona Diamondbacks. First couple guys in that lineup should be on base tonight against a Kyle Hendricks right-handed starter for the Cubs that has struggled against left-handed batters. So I wanted to get a left-handed batter into the equation. Jock Peterson to record an anytime RBI tonight at a plus 110 price. The factor being, number one, he's a lefty. And number two, the first four or five guys in that lineup should be on base with multiple chances to drive in runs. Jock Peterson, anytime RBI tonight in the desert, plus 110.
Right side, the RBI guy. I go play in tournament action. I'm trusting the market movement away from the public in the fishy line, perhaps, with all the public love on the Lakers, and yet New Orleans has the market working its way. Pels minus 120, money line favorite. And in the second game, Brandon Podjemski, the rookie out of Santa Clara, one made three, is a minus 130 price. Donnie Right Side is here tomorrow. I'll see you in about a week. The early line is back tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Eastern time here on the grid.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free, select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help. you save. Valid through 9-3. Mum's offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.